Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 8th of April 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Best Buy has pulled an ad that was taking the mick out of the iPad. They were advertising the Asus ePad Transformer tablet thing, which is very, very good, it has to be said. But they were doing it with an iPad with a bit of gaffer tape and a random keyboard attached to it. Not realising this could have been in the slightest bit offensive to Apple, they pushed it out there. But then they pulled it straight away because they were worried that it might upset one of their best customers. Yes, not a good move. However, one of their best customers is upset because apparently, according to a rumour, and this is just a rumour, Best Buy have been prevented from selling iPad 2s. Now, the reason's not to do with the advert for the Asus PC. It seems it's to do with the fact that Tim Cook has got wind of the fact that Best Buy had a set number of iPad sales per day and were telling people they were out of stock when they ran out of them and spreading it over a period of time, and he's not happy. He wanted the big first day sales, and that's why they've pulled it. We'll have to wait and see if that one's true. The FCC has mandated that data roaming is something that has to happen. It's not good for the really big providers, because if you're with one of the small providers, it means that if you go out of their cell service area, the other providers have to let them get data. Now, that's not saying that you could go anywhere and do anything. What it's saying is you must be able to get email and you must be able to get VoIP calls over your data connection. And that has to be provided, and it's going to be free of charge as well. They've been required to do it for voice and messaging since 2007, but now it's been extended to certain data. This bit of news is really going to upset Carl Swagger. Apparently, Facebook is going to become the major force in Hollywood. Oh dear. The second largest investor in Facebook, Accel, is throwing an enormous amount of capital into some Hollywood studios. What they're doing is hoping to leverage a position whereby Facebook will become the most important movie distribution source in the near future. They recently put $40 million into Legendary Pictures, who were the people who made Dark Knight. And of course, Warner Brothers is already trialing movies on Facebook. Ooh. Bing for iPad is tablet-specific, enhancing the iPhone version that's already out there, and it's free. It fills the whole screen, and it has a whole bunch of features, just like the iPhone application, and it does search pretty well. And a fact, of course, that you're probably getting Google search results, not theirs. In other Microsoft news, Steve Ballmer has been forced to shelve his plans for stores. At the moment, Apple has got 300 retail stores across the world. Microsoft only has 8. There's 2 that are just about to open, and they're going to go ahead, and there's another 2 planned. But after that, it looks like Microsoft are going to stop. Plans for the big high street store in London as well are also looking like they're going to be on hold. It's not looking good for Microsoft and the retail front. T-Mobile have released the G2X. Well, actually, they haven't. It's out next week. But there was one on eBay. Yes, you could have got one a week ahead of time for $799. It started off at $799 if you wanted to get a buy-it-now price, but you could, of course, just bid on it. Well, it went at the buy-it-now price, and it's already gone. It's using Froyo, and it's got a dual-core chip in it, so it could be pretty fast. And while we're on the subject of cell phones, it looks like the white iPhone might be right up there with Gollum's ring as things that you thought about but never could get. He's unofficially gone into myth and legend. Now, yesterday morning, Apple put up the yellow sticker on the Apple Store and said, there's a whole load of changes coming, we'll be back soon. And when it came back, all the pictures of the white iPhone had disappeared. All the ones in bumpers had gone. All the single pictures of the white iPhone had disappeared as well as. And the Italian store has confirmed that white iPhones that were there in their store have now been taken away. Whether it means that it's not coming in spring or not, it doesn't actually say, but it doesn't bode well. Tobii have released the PCEye. It's a hands-free controller for a PC. Basically, you look at your screen, it registers your eye movement, and it controls the computer based on your eye movement. Now, apparently, this has already been done by Lenovo for a laptop, and it works very, very well. Tobii have now done it as an add-on device for your computer via USB. It looks very good. It fits on any standard Visa mount. Bad news is it doesn't work with Mac, so you won't be able to use it. The real bad news is there's no price. An interesting fact has come out that our annual data consumption is 9.57 zettabytes. Now, I've never heard of a zettabyte before, but apparently that's 9570 and then 18 zeros at the end of it, which is an awful lot. Newscreen have created the Newscreen HD. It's a fabulous little stick that you rub on your screen and it polishes it. It's probably got some kind of mild abrasive to it and you just put it on the top and it's supposed to make it look absolutely fine and dandy. It's $26 for a stick. It doesn't say how long it lasts, but it means you'll have to stop using your chapstick now to polish your screen instead. A musical duo named Blue Brain have released a brand new album. It's in iTunes and you can go and buy it. Now that doesn't sound amazing until you realise that the album is dynamically modified. That means that when you play it and you go around Washington DC, it will dramatically change depending on where you are and what you're listening to. What a great idea. They've got to do more of this, but it only works in Washington. Bad luck. And someone's finally thought of a decent use for a segue. A company called Washington Lottery has come up with a great idea to promote their services using the segue, and they're doing jousting with it. I'm surprised this hasn't been thought of before. I can see this really taking off. Really taking off. And finally, Britain's oldest working television has gone up for auction. It's 75 years old, it's made out of wood, and it still works. It's a Marconi Phone 702, and it's going up on April the 19th at Bonhams. It's got a 12-inch screen that has an image reflected off a mirror on the lid. It's not even the real thing. The estimated sale price, I was quite surprised at this, is only £5,000. I'm not sure I'd buy it, but it does look very good. If you've got a story and no one will listen, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com and we'll read it out. If you've got a review, please stick it on iTunes. We've had loads put in the last few weeks. Thank you, Adam, for yours. It was great. Please keep them coming for all the shows. If you want to follow us on the website, then you can do it at bageltechnews.com or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back at 11 today with the Bagel Tech Photo Show, then at 1 o'clock with the Mac Show, and then at 10 p.m. tonight with the Bagel Tech Big Show. Have a good day and thanks for listening.